Blog Talk Radio.
Now the man's condoning torture. It's not that I expected much. I knew he'd be a puppet. I just wanted so badly to believe that he wasn't heartless. But his whole committee, Madison Avenue, treason ready, passing bills, leaving Joe the plumber in Tent City. Mr. President, if I could ask you one simple question, is how could you make Timothy Guyton ahead of the Treasury?
You know what? Never mind, I get it. You don't even have to say. You're just a spokesman, right? Same snake, new face.
And the Hope for Change campaign. Seriously, that was clever. Cause hope is just a word, and you're the best lie ever. That's 16 months and start bringing him back. But you haven't even expanded. Now you're trying to pass a draft. You said you cared about our families, but now it's clear to see that you don't give a fuck about us. All you care about is Wall Street. Not peace, not dreams, certainly not me, but I don't see you as my chief. You're just a white collar thief, another Tavistock production, trilateral connection, a Bilderberg commercial, and kissing just little messenger. I heard you with Kennedy, yes, I'm thinking more like Mussolini with your youth brigades and Stasi. I just call him and I see him and say, yes we can, yes we can, yes we can. What? I just got one more question. Hey Obama, what you taking?
He was a righteous man. So the people invite this man. They make newer policies, the same laws they never will see. Except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man? To make newer policies. Everybody help me please understand.
Yeah, a black man in a white place. Yo, the Uncle Tom of my space. Yeah, yo, I'm glad I went and said it. I'll say it and I'll say it loud. Yo, fuck the president. No sucker boo, this silly cat's trying to rob you.
Yo, say what? Yo, what you mean he trying to get us? An intelligent black man, I think you're jealous.
Yo, sucker, please go do your research. The Big New and Kissinger were his teachers.
Yo, why you gotta go and hate on a brother? You know that's what they want us to do to each other.
Yo, true that, but the truth takes precedence. All anyone can really do is weigh the evidence.
And if you can't see the Wall Street cronies claiming all the turf for themselves and they homies, then you about to get jacked for your home. When you out on the street and you can't get a loan, and catch you thinking, would you do it again? Give your vote to a black man just because he said he was a righteous man.
The sort of people invite this man to make newer policies, the same laws you never will see. Except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Oh, no, you're not a righteous man, no, no. Oh, no, you're not a righteous man, no.
Hello, hello, hello. This is David Graham filling in for Dr. C. Robert Jones. And I am trying to work through a few few technical things with Blog Talk Radio right now. might be a problem with my computer, the cache. Anyways, what I don't know is if any of the audio that I loaded up to work on tonight will work. Let me see here. Hold on. I will check right now and see if I can get something to work. If it'll work, it'll be a good one. Let me just see here. Hold on. Oh, I gotta go back to the J's. Sorry. Ba 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 ba. Let's see if this one works. This is just a random audio clip. I'm doing an audio clip test. It's counting down. It's not working.
It's not working yet. The countdown is the audio.
Okay. All right. So, David Graham, like I said, filling in for Doc Jones. And last night I was on we talked about communism and the creep of communism. She wants me to go to another browser now. Well, let's see. I have to go and start the whole thing. Well, let's open. Let's try. Guys, I'm really sorry about this. It's an off night here. We're
Blog Talk Radio, BLOGTALKRADIO.com.
Let's see if we get there. This is today. Today, I'm supposed to be because I'm trying to talk to this this lady here at the same time. And see if it's going to let me go. Okay, so there I am. Let's sign in. And I'm working on it, sweetie. I'm working on it. In the meantime, I'm losing my customers here. Let's see. Do we have any audio yet? It's clicking away. It's clicking away.
When a silent majority allows their nation.
Okay. With Firefox, I got it.
Firefox, I have audio. Whoops, sorry for the caps again.
Sorry, caps. All right. Thank you, Mandy Lynn Gleason, support operator. Yes, I am using Firefox now. Can you hear me, Mandy Lynn? Are you listening to my show? Or are you just on chat? Because I don't have time to chat and do a show, honey. So if you can listen in, listen in. I talked about the poison. I talked about the poison of the creep of communism. And what I wish is that people would just kind of come out and say that that's what it is. Hold on here. Yes, I'm using Firefox now. Yes.
Yep.
They would come out and just say that that's what it is. Because if people are presented with an honest choice, they're going to choose against communism. And the thing about it is, got this little chime. Yes, thank you.
Yes, everything is working now. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. All right. If they're presented with an honest choice, they're not going to choose communism. So the agenda has to be hidden. No, I'm fine, thank you.
No, thank you. I'm broadcasting now. Smiley.
Okay, off you go. Thank you. Talk about losing your place and getting distracted, huh? I do apologize for that, but I really don't know what it is. Oh, that doorbell again. Have a great show. Thank you, Mandy Lynn. The thing about, well, Congress can never get anything done. We have gridlock in Congress. Well, you know what? It's a good thing we have gridlock because, you know, when no deal can be struck, maybe no deal should be struck. And I'm going to keep saying that because I think that that's important. So, the argument is actually between communism and capitalism, free market capitalism. And the only people that are giving in are the capitalists. They're giving in just to try and get along, just to try to make a deal, just to keep things moving. For the lefties, and I just finished up my show half an hour ago. And for the lefties, whenever they gain any ground, it's theirs forever. They're like Muslims in that sense, you know, where they gain ground, and then they it's theirs forever in their minds. Even if they get conquered and kicked out, it's still their land. And it will always be their land because they conquered it at one point. It's in the Quran that way, you know. It's written that way. That's why they have to believe that. So that's the way that goes. My clips aren't here. Well, I do have a couple of clips that I uploaded. And I want to just play this one again because it really. I thought it was pretty good. From the Occupy Wall Street guy.
Your sign. Tell me about your sign.
My sign? It just says, throw me a bone, pay my tuition.
Why?
Why? Because I think these billionaires are getting a lot of money just out of greed. You know, they're exploiting people, the underclass, like lower class people, middle class people.
How do they do that?
How do they do that? Just through, I guess it has to do with the government as well. For example, we get taxed more than they do.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Do you know the country with the highest corporate tax rate in the world?
Okay, but that doesn't mean...
The United States, 35%.
That's in comparison to other countries, but I'm talking specifically.
But 35%, that's pretty high. And also, 1% of the population pays 40% of all the taxes.
Well, just reading like statistics from what I've seen, like for every dollar that we're taxed, corporations are taxed like 25 cents. And that just doesn't seem fair to me.
Where did you read that?
Online.
Okay. Let's just suppose that there was lots of money and there was no economic crisis there. Why should anyone pay for your college tuition?
Why?
Yeah.
It's just my opinion.
No, but I mean, give me the reason for it. Like, why should... I'd quite like a new car. Should that be paid for?
Your car?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's whatever. People can say whatever they want.
No, of course you can say what you want, but I'm asking why that in particular, like...
Just because it's what I want.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't just have everything you want paid for, surely.
No, but I can put it out there. I can say what I want.
Right.
So that's what I think.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, like, from my perspective, what you've done is you've basically written stuff you want on a sign, like a Christmas list, and then you're holding it in the air.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Okay. Fine. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Christmas list. I want. I'd quite like a new car. Should they pay for that for me too? Oh well, no. Okay, then why should we pay for yours? Why should we pay for your thing? Now here's what's really going on down there. Okay, here's a vendor. He's he's not from this country, but he works down there on Wall Street as a food vendor. And what is really happening down there is no one's coming down there to engage in commerce, you know, buy food or whatever. Listen to this one.
So you say you work around here?
Yeah.
You have your own business?
I have a business.
What do you do?
I'm a vendor.
Okay. And you haven't been able to work for 2 weeks?
For about 2 weeks.
Why?
Because it's the worst thing they have to lock it out and then nobody get it in. That's why I have to know where to go.
All right.
And all my, I have nothing to get them paid. So
these people are actually stopping you working and earning money?
That's the way it is. What's the point? What they're doing and what they're asking for.
I don't think they know either.
Who they asking for? Who they want speaking with?
Yeah.
And then if kids is right there, look like this, like do nothing. Because nobody wants who you can talk to.
Right.
And then keep everybody around here and lose the business, and then nobody around. And then spend a lot of money. They said they cut off the money, but they spend pay for the police officer for overtime, spend for everybody and hard working for any business around here.
So are there a lot of businesses around where you are that can't work?
Yeah. That's like me. I tried to come out here to set up to the, all the way to another side, but what can I do?
Yeah.
I can make even 30% for regular I make, and then I have to spend, open the bill, everything.
So you must be hoping they go away soon.
Hopefully they give me the answer for
what they want.
What they want.
Yeah.
And then who they asking? And then where do they need to go?
Right.
Yes. And then they say, I want to say, you know, I back from my business.
Yeah.
So I got to survive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the point.
He wants to know what they want because he doesn't understand what do they want. He doesn't understand who they want to talk to and what they want to get from there. And the guy says, well, I don't think they know what they want. But he's a food vendor, and he doesn't get it. He's down there. He's down there on Wall Street, and he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what's got these people so upset. He's in the country. He's got a business. He's making money. He's a street vendor. He's a food vendor. And on Wall Street, he always does a really good business. He's not the only one down there. You know, there's a lot of them down there. Nobody can go down there and do business with him because of all the disruption that's going on. It's been about 2 weeks, he says, and that's not even today's clip. That's at least a few days old. So. He wants to know. I don't get it. He says, what's the point? He wants to know what their point is. So let's move on. The point of what I was getting at was the network. I talked about the network on my show of lefty organizations, lefty foundations, you know, nonprofits and stuff like that. There are a ton that are, they all have their own specific little, leftward cause, and they all they're all seeking to break down areas in their own stated way. And I have a bunch of them, but I found this article on Klein Online where he is Aaron Klein. He's an investigative reporter, and boy does he report. He uncovered a public relations firm that is closely partnered with the Tides Foundation, which is takes money from George Soros, of course, and it's called Fenton Communications, and they had been they had funded the Adbusters thing, the Canadian magazine that they came up with the Occupy Wall Street idea. After the Arab Spring protests toppled the governments in Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia, they said, "Oh, why don't we start that, you know, on this side of the globe?" So they don't have the people behind it that those countries had behind it, behind them, because they can rally a lot more people in those countries than we can over here for Alinsky-style tactics. It's what they do over there. They've been practicing for a long time, getting a large number of people out into the streets and going at it. But Tesla's in the house. Before I go any further, I want to this is one thing I wanted to play on my show, but it didn't work. Tesla, you know, it turned out to be I had to switch browsers because the same thing was happening here. But right now I want to play this and talk about it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What do those words mean to you? To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, for your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
A land of laws with an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the government. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword, people, it's wielded.
One nation, under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel of raw courage, conformed forever by the awful crucible. Civil War.
With liberty.
Her man, in pursuit of an honest life, will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity. Where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes. All people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
Now, you know, is that too much to ask? And that's how it used to be. John Wayne, the epitome of Hollywood. Who would do that now? Who's the equivalent of John Wayne now? Charlie Sheen? He's a truther. I don't think he would do this. Who would get up and do a speech like that? I'm just trying to think. But that's what I'm talking about. That's all I want. I want to get back to what John Wayne was just now talking about. That is the American exceptionalism. And the more I hear that clip, the more I like it. The more it means. Is that too much to ask? Alrighty. Moving right along. What did I put? I have a clip from Herman Cain in here. He was doing very, very well. I heard him on Sean Hannity today. I didn't hear the whole segment, but you know, he said his biggest problem at the debate was that he only had 30 seconds to respond, and he got a lot of attention, but he could only do it in little 30-second blocks. But here's where he's talking about the Fed, and that's what, you know, people say, oh, he was affiliated with the Fed, so that disqualifies him. He was in, you know, the Fed, we're going to end the Fed. You know, mostly it's the Ron Pauliacs or whatever they are. Since he had any affiliation with the Fed, it's bad. But let me just play this. I want to skip right up and get into this.
Herman, you were chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas.
Yes.
Federal Reserve, the National Federal Reserve Board and Bank, has been getting a little bit of controversy.
Yes.
Do you think they're doing a good job? Do you think Bernanke's doing a good job? How would you change it? What powers would you give them or take away?
I believe that the Federal Reserve has gotten itself into a pickle, which means that I don't agree with a lot of the actions of the Federal Reserve. They've been forced to come up with these unconventional actions because of the $14 trillion debt, number one, and secondly, because foreign countries that would typically stand in line to buy our debt, there's not as many buyers buying our debt. So the way we fix that, we must boost this economy, number one. We must get serious about controlling the spending. I have an approach for how we're going to do that, to be able to get spending under control. You start by making sure that you do not have annual deficits, and then when you get to the point where you don't have annual deficits, we can begin to bring that down. But here's the other thing that we do. We get the United States Congress to redefine the mission of the Federal Reserve to just focus on price stability, monetary policy. Sound money is critical. Right now, they have the authority to try and manipulate their buttons in order to impact unemployment and monetary policy stability. You can't hit two targets with one arrow. So Congress has the ability to re-narrow their mission to just that one. Then they will not be allowed to do all of the other things that they're trying to do.
Okay, so he's got some ideas on how to work, basically it would be limiting the Fed. It would be working within the existing structure of it, but it would be redefining the mission of the Fed. I don't see a problem with that. He worked within it, within the system, but I mean, I don't think he was... I don't think he contributed to any of the corruption that is, and that's the implication, isn't it? When they say, "Oh, if Herman Cain was involved with the Fed, you know, the Fed is bad, and we need to end the Fed, and the Fed isn't even a federal government thing; it's a privately owned thing." And okay, yeah. Well, listen to the man. Listen to the man. You know, what else can you do? You can just listen to what other people say about the man, or listen to the man. Go to his website. So, so in any case, you know, that's one of the arguments that people knee-jerk when they hear Herman Cain. Oh, he can't win. Well, he was with the Fed, and you know, okay, big deal. The other thing we talked about yesterday, I had G-Ski Rocks and Tesla on the phone, And it was we were talking about the 999 plan, and I mentioned that I had a coworker that asked me about it, and the argument was, well, what's to stop it from being a 10-10-10 next year, or the year after that a 15-15-15? Nothing, but that's not an argument against the program. As Tesla brought up, any tax structure is in danger of being raised. That's not an argument against that plan. Just because it has the ability to have the taxes raised, every tax structure has the ability to have them raised. So that's not an argument per se against the system. The other thing is, the other argument against the 999 thing is, in states like my state, for instance, New Hampshire, there's no sales tax. But when you institute a 9% sales tax, it's going to be offset by the corporate tax being lowered to 9%. And if the corporate tax is lowered to 9%, okay, and the income tax is lowered to 9%, you're going to be taking home, there'll be less embedded tax. Now, that word is a key word, the embedded tax, because that relates to one of the key provisions of the fair tax. The fair tax replaces embedded taxes with an end user sales tax on new items, which when you in your overhead, which is what you include in the price of your product, making it an embedded tax, it's down to 9% instead of whatever we have the highest corporate income tax right now is 33%. Well, that's embedded in the price of the stuff that we buy, that 33%. Our income tax is at 9%. That's going to be offset because you're going to be able to take home more of your money, and the price of products is probably going to remain about the same, because when you have a sales tax that replaces embedded tax, it's neutral. There's no real change in it, except that what it will create is the stability for businesses to expand. They're not going to expand if they don't have a way to know what their costs are going to be. Okay. That's pretty much how that one goes. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back, and we'll talk some more about this. Okay.
These rules for radicals, they're not working.
You call me Dr. Jones, doll. Hey, lady, you call him Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones,
wake up now.
And I'm going home now to my mama and get back into my mama's basement, and it'll all be good.
Don't be sad, Dr. Jones.
Must be drink, Dr. Jones.
So not only did our great wise Messiah inherit George Bush's mess, he inherited the whole world's mess.
Dr.
Robert Jones brings you the Situation Report, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern, bringing his life experiences and education to bring you political analysis and entertaining commentary on the Wau Media Network. Learn more at radio.waaumedia.com.
David Graham every Tuesday and Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the Wau Media Network. Learn more at waaumedia.com.
I just want to slap a hippie or two. Maybe make him get jobs.
Listen to Insane Government and continue to listen on the Wau Radio Network, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen to the Dr. C. Robert Jones Conservative Report, weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Wau Radio Network.
You're listening to the Wau Radio Network. Join the discussion.
We're back. Welcome back to the Dr. C. Robert Jones Situation Report. This is David Graham from Stay Mad Radio filling in. And after a shaky start with Blog Talk Radio, I think we're finally going pretty good. But during the break, I switched over to the Drudge Report and found this headline: Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide. But what it is now it's the TSA is taken to the streets and they're inspecting vehicles on the road. I wonder if Eric knows about this, flyover territory. I wonder if he knows about this. Did he get a job at the TSA, I wonder? That's interesting. Okay. So, Gaddafi is dead. Your friends. So, Gaddafi is dead. Now, that was democracy. That was democracy in action. And in fact, that is on the Drudge Report. They got a dead picture of Gaddafi, all bloody and everything, and they have the tagline of that picture is called Democracy. So we had to observe every made up Muslim ritual with bin Laden. We had to observe everything. We had to bury him at sea, blah, 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 blah. And Gaddafi gets dragged through the streets by Muslims. Is that the new standard? So whenever we kill a high level terrorist, do we get to drag him through the street? I mean, hey, the precedent's been set. This is how Muslims get. That's how they get treated when they get deposed, when they get killed. Well, shoot him once in each leg, once in the head, and then drag him through the street for all to see. What are they going to do with him next? Hang him up by his ankle from a bridge? Just to make a point. Just to make a point. Now, the question I have, and anybody can call in, 347-884-8500, 347-884-8500. The question I have is, should we give Obama the credit for this that he is claiming? In other words, they're all hands high-fiving and back-slapping, when they get the thing all day. And, he came out at 2 o'clock and he told the Libyans, you have won your revolution. And, because what he didn't say is that they have won part one of their revolution. They now need to fend off the Muslim Brotherhood, because that's what we know. Now, should we give Obama the credit? Because think about it. Would the Libyans have been able to do this to Gaddafi without us, without NATO, us, bombing the crap out of their cities? Maybe, maybe not. Should he get the credit? Should he get the credit? Should we let him take the credit for it? Rush said earlier that he's using up all his October surprises. I wonder what the real October surprise is going to be. I don't know either. But, give me a call. Answer the questions. Should he get the credit? Because if you remember, the Tahrir Square thing in Egypt, when the reporter went around asking Abdul and asking, he asked like three different people. I forget their names. I forget who it was. But he was like, so what is your opinion of how Obama assisted in this revolution? And they were like, excuse me, what? As a matter of fact, his intentions were rather unclear at times. He was one way, then he was the other way. He didn't really have anything to do with that. So then he asked the next guy, what is your opinion of Obama's role in helping you achieve your freedom from the dictator of Mubarak? And I'm like, well, Obama really didn't have anything to do with it. We did this ourselves, and, we'll do this with him or without him. We just had nothing to do with him. And he asked one more guy, same question. What's your opinion of Obama? And he said, this wasn't Obama. This wasn't because of anything Obama did. This is because we did what we did. And, this is our time, not his time. He's got nothing to do with it. So then the reporter says, well, as you can see, the attitude towards Obama, favoring Obama, is quite high here in Tunisia, in Egypt, in Tahrir Square. I don't think so, buddy. I'm wondering if they went around and asked, some people there, what do you think about Obama's role in doing this? What would they say? Did they do it for themselves? I mean, they spilt all the blood. I mean, honestly, they're the ones that were on the ground doing it. We didn't have one single foot soldier. We didn't have one single foot soldier in Libya. It was all done with drones, all done with. And that was another thing. We first got the report that a French fighter plane shot at the convoy. Now, first of all, if you're going to be in a 100-car convoy leaving a town that's being attacked, you got to know that you're a target. Plain and simple, right there. But then we later find out that one of our unmanned predator drones took a shot at him too. So, what was our role in it? He can't claim too much because then he's got Louis Farrakhan, who asked him, "Who the hell do you think you are?" when he got mad when he first declared war on Libya, or when he first had NATO do the war declaration. No. Excuse me. Give me a call, 347-884-8500. I see you got your own thing going on in the chat room. That's fine. That's cool. There is an emerging controversy, or a re-emerging controversy, within Blog Talk circles. But it really has nothing to do with me, so I'm not going to address it at this point in time, because it has nothing to do with me. When it does, then I will. But like I said, we had a predator drove, but we didn't have one person on the ground. And what was the other thing I heard today? They spent $2 billion to get rid of Gaddafi, and not one human life. Who said that? Biden today? Somebody said it today. I forgot. I was listening to the top of the hour news, you know. And, you know, is that a good trade? Did we have the $2 billion? I don't know. Probably not. So, you know, I'm just trying to noodle this through as I go here. I'm just, like I said, I'm trying to get through what happened and who's responsible. Should we give Obama the credit? Should we let him take it? Report, Gaddafi was hiding in hole. He reportedly yelled, "Don't shoot," before he was killed. Well, what's he supposed to yell? Al Jazeera airs graphic video purportedly of Gaddafi. It shows a frenetic crowd abusing a body. I guess it can't tell whose body it was. But how many bodies would they be frenetically abusing? Anyways, at this point in time. Here's a headline. Iowa, Kane, 28%. Romney, 21%. Paul, 10%. The sixth place finish for Perry is a sharp decline. That's interesting. Now, I know what else I wanted to ask about. What did you think of this, the Terra Link that was in the courthouse break-in? I wanted to talk about that. That happened a couple of days ago. These four... French Moroccans, Muslims, they broke into the courthouse. They're crawling around on the floor, and they had all this stuff in the in their RV. They had all this surveillance in their RV, and they're saying they think it was a prank. We think they were just pranking. Dude, it's jihad. One way or another. Whether they were probing or whether they were actually setting bombs, whichever. They were probing. It was jihad. That's what it is. Okay? Don't downplay it. Cop to it. That's what it is. I'm going to click on that one and read a little bit from that, because that was a couple of days ago. Terra Link downplayed in courthouse break-in. Pictures of courthouses, water systems from around the U.S. found in the van used by five men believed to be Moroccan Muslims. Five men in their 20s, described as French-Moroccan Muslims, are being questioned by FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force and by officials of the Department of Homeland Security after they were arrested inside the 120-year-old Bexar County Courthouse in downtown San Antonio shortly before 2 this morning. Officials say three of the men crawled through a window to get into the 120-year-old courthouse, which is a landmark in downtown San Antonio. The other two were found in a van parked in front of the building. Inside the van, officials say they found photographs of infrastructure, including photos of shopping malls, water systems, courthouses, and other public buildings, which they say were taken in cities nationwide. They've got travel documents, parking passes. They have been all over the country. One law enforcement official who asked not to be identified told 1200 WOAI's Michael Board on scene. A lot of photographic equipment, a lot of documentation equipment inside their vehicle. Okay. Officials say the five men entered the country legally on visas from Heathrow Airport in London. They didn't immediately know how long the men have been in the U.S. or what places they may have visited. Officials immediately blocked off a 2-square-block area of downtown San Antonio around the courthouse, and bomb-sniffing dogs fanned out throughout the building. About 2 hours later, the streets were reopened, indicating nothing dangerous was found in the building. There is a military intelligence convention underway at the city's convention center several blocks away, with top intelligence officials, including White House officials, set to speak. But investigators didn't say whether there was any connection. Why did you climb into that? Why did you break into this building on the fourth floor at 2 o'clock in the morning? Why did they do it? What did they say? To get a better view of the city. It's jihad, one way or another. It's probing, or they got caught before anything bad, and they got to do anything bad. They're testing, they're pushing. All directions that we're getting jihad from, because that's instructed by the Quran. All directions. From all areas.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. No.
No, I didn't want to do that. No. Stop. Okay. A 9/11 crusade. I remember that one. Okay. Just beginning. Part one, beginning. That's not it either. I wanted to bring that one up because it was a very very fishy type of thing. And then there's still people on planes shouting, "Allahu Akbar, you're all going to die." You know, we're not out of the woods. We're not out of the woods by any stretch. In any case, this is David Graham filling in for Doc Jones on the Situation Report. We're doing the doggone thing, as G Ski Rocks says, and I'm down to about 5 minutes of the show, and I want to thank everybody for coming in. They checked it out. I had a little bit of a rough start with Blog Talk Radio. Wasn't sure what was going on, but we got it going. I had to change my browser. But we got it happening, and we did the thing. We did it. Coming up to the end, I want to thank people for coming by. Tesla, Malcolm X, thanks for coming in, buddy. Sorry you missed Doc. He should be back tomorrow, of course I'll be on with Tesla tomorrow night with the round table roundup, 9 o'clock Eastern. Socialism is not an option. And With that, I am going to find a song to take us out of here and thank everybody once again for coming into the Situation Report. Where do we go? Where do we go, my love? Where do we go? Here we go. All right. And thank you to Doc for letting me host this show. I appreciate it. And we'll be checking in with him. He'll be back tomorrow. Whatever you do, careful, nice babe.
Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna stay.
Good night,
in
folks.
Soul.
Thank you again, Tesla, for
you gotta keep the
hang
devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury.
Good night, folks.
At his command, where you don't have to worry. If you hold on to Jesus' hand, we'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. Down in the hole, you gotta help me keep the devil.